The face of San Francisco's neighborhoods is constantly shifting. One word often used to describe the changes is gentrification. On the surface, gentrification can look good. More coffee shops, more restaurants, and more specialty stores, attracting more of an upscale clientele. But in a city where space is at a premium, when something new moves in, that means something else had to move out. That's what happened to Adobe Books. Adobe is known for the unconventional organization of its books, as well as for its art gallery, which featured many local artists for their first shows. But after 22 years, rising rent is forcing owner Andrew McKinley to shut his doors. KALW's Holly J. McDeed spoke with McKinley about his store and about the community he'll be leaving behind.
Why, Simon, how are you? It's good to see you. And Molly, too.
Hi.
Good to see
I'm
you.
I'm my parents.
Oh, very nice.
Visiting.
The Carters.
The Carters.
Yeah.
Hi.
Andrew McKinley.
Hi, nice to see you.
Andrew Charlie.
Good to have you in.
Thank you.
Your daughter. Do you remember the old days? The Mission was sleepier. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was less activity. There was less people. It was poor. It was a little more dangerous, or considered more edgy. And yet there was a vitality in that when we opened the doors in 1989, I was just surprised and pleasantly surprised at the number of artists that were coming in to shop here. Oh, hey, Sade. Great to see you. Oh, great. Alcatraz, it's $15, but I'll make it $12 today.
You're a beautiful man.
No, we're in a selling mood. Some of the best selling stuff is poetry. You can never get enough good poetry. On our left here, you'll find Swan, alias John Ratliff. He's our perennial habitué of the store.
You're alive, my real name.
Yes. Okay, we've woken him up there. Any comments for the press? Okay, no. You know, some people think we've done a lot for the art scene. And I don't know what to say, because when I sit back here now and think about it, what have we done? What happened here? It was the setting for a lot of artistic energy. Artists hung out here. They interacted. Some of them married each other, or, you know, they bounced off each other. And friendships were made, associations in the arts. Economics have forced a lot of artists away from here. They don't hang out as much. It's possible the art energy has moved to Oakland or something. There's a lot of artists living there. If you go to the First Fridays or the Art Murmur, the energy is amazing. We've never gotten that type of energy for local things here. I mean, we've had some intense parties where hundreds of pretty much younger people have showed up. But I'm impressed with what's going on in Oakland. Simon, you should pick out a book there. You need another good book.
Do you have any books on... I'll think of that.
All right, I have a whole stack of books. I should give you one, but I'll... I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Am I old? Am I tired? I don't know. I've been comfortable doing it this way, and I've grown up in a tradition. I spent my youth in an era with... you know, very few electronics. And books were always respected in my family. Education was cherished, worshipped. But I've not adapted that well to the modern age. I can barely type. I can't type, really. And my computer skills are almost nil. I do believe in and accept computers as the future. But I've just never... I've relied on book learning and book exposure rather than internet surfing and exploring. It's just a different world, and a world that's now becoming part of the past as it dies off. I feel safer and safer all the time, but now I'm, you know, in danger of losing the space as a storefront. It's just too expensive. For used books. Somebody else could probably do very well here, selling who knows what. Tacos, even. I mean, have you been to Tacalicious? Everything's gone upscale. I'd probably have to sell a wider variety of items. New books, remainders, cards, newspapers, magazines, clothing. Liquor would be a good thing. If I had a liquor license, I'd probably be doing fine. I'm going to liquidate all the books. And I think that's the best way to behave. Until an actual savior comes, a white knight, a moneyed person, or a group that can raise the money. I mean, without money, this place will be gone. It won't kill me, because I can survive. I have a cheap apartment. I can sell books online. I'll survive. Some of the people who form the community here, who hang out here all the time, will lose something more. I don't know. Once it goes, it'll vanish into air. It'll be gone with the wind, I like to say. It'll become part of history or legend or mythology. I don't know. It'll just become part of the past.